Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 1:04. Coming up an hour from now, Dana and Parks will check in with Scott and Dana coming up just before 2 o'clock. Also, we will give you your next chance to win $1,000 as we will have a keyword to cash just before 2 o'clock. Also, this hour, Jamie, we are expecting the GOP senators to vote on healthcare and whether or not to have a conversation about this. Is not because last night all this was, you know, especially after Senator McCain out of Arizona was going to make a triumphant return to the Senate after being diagnosed with brain cancer. People were fearing that this was going to be the end of Obamacare. At least Democrats were fearing it was going to be the end. Meanwhile, this is not a repeal and replace vote. It's to have a discussion.
It's to open debate, yes. And then it gets a little more complicated. And I don't know why procedurally this is how it goes. But they vote to open debate. Then if they want to keep going, then they vote on the House plan, which I know is weird, but that's just how the rules say they have to go. So because the House plan was already on the floor, they then have to go to the House plan and look at that and look at amendments to that first. Then eventually they can move on to the Senate plan. But the first thing that's got to happen is this vote to open debate. And this is why Senator John McCain is at the Capitol today. That was a big deal when that was announced yesterday that he's going to be there. So and actually, Senator McCain is supposed to speak after the healthcare vote today. And if he does, we'll check in with that and let you know what he has to say. The vote should be about 10 minutes from now, sometime in the next hour. So we'll let you know. And also Senator Moran, that was the one locally that we were paying close attention to where he was going to fall with this. We knew that Susan Collins, a Republican senator out of Maine, who really it seems like a Democrat because she never goes along with the president on anything. We already knew she was going to say no, so that they lose one. My guess is they'll get the others that they need.
Well, like you said, we'll keep an eye on Moran. And also Rand Paul, who is against both the House and Senate plans, has come out and said he would vote yes. So there's at least one swinging the other way. They did not have last week when it came to a vote. We are going to be out in St. Joe on August the 21st. Now, that is Solar Eclipse Day. And if you're heading that way, we will be at the 54th Street Grill. We'll be out there 10 to 2. I think they're going to open up early for us. And hopefully you can stop on by because this doesn't, I don't know how often this happens, but it seems like people are just getting geeked up for Solar Eclipse Day.
Yes, and we'll, as we get closer to it, we will get scientists on to explain more about it.
But for our own sake, because I have no idea.
It's the first coast-to-coast solar eclipse since 1918. It will be visible across the entire country, technically, but in most areas, the moon won't block enough of the sun to really dim the light. So, but we live in an area where, between here and St. Joe, where you will actually have a really good view of it. So if you'd basically draw a line like from Atlanta to Portland, Oregon, that's kind of where, and just connect the two, we fall right in the middle of that line.
All right.
That's where the best viewing is. The farther you get away from that line, the less of a view you're going to have. Millions and millions and millions of people are going to be turning out that day and be calling off work and whatever to go, and or at least they're going to be stepping outside. You're going to have low productivity because we haven't seen it like this in a long time, and we kind of geek out on stuff like that. For sure, it's a good educational opportunity for kids. And we saw the story, and it's just a quick story that KSDK out of St. Louis did, but it's the first time I've heard this, and I've not heard of any schools locally that are doing this, but by August 21st, most schools will be back in session. Vast majority will be back in session by August 21st. The height of that solar eclipse is going to be between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. In fact, I believe around 1 o'clock is when you're going to get the best view. That's right in the middle of the school day. So a lot of schools across the St. Louis area will be closing for the day on August 21st for the eclipse so that kids can be out of school. And if they want to be outside for all 3 hours and watch it, they can. And so in St. Louis, they say the eclipse is starting at 11:50 a.m. and ending at 2:44 p.m. The maximum eclipse time there is at 1:18. So like we said, right around that 1 o'clock, 12:30 to 1:15 time. So a lot of big school districts are just closing for the eclipse. Would you want school districts here to do this?
I think that it's such a cool event. And if it hasn't happened here in 99 years, and I don't...
Coast to coast, yes.
And I'm guessing the next one that'll be coast to coast is probably, I don't know, 99 more years away.
Yeah.
I'm not that smart of a guy, Jamie, but I can pick up a pattern here. I think it would be very cool. Look, if you let your kids out for the Royals World Series,
right,
let your kids out for the solar eclipse that's coming.
And so 22980, is anybody taking off work that day? Anybody taking off work on the 21st? Because we know, again, we're going to be broadcasting from St. Joe that day. And we're not joking when we say we are aware that what is normally an hour drive to St. Joe is going to take hours. In fact, you and I maybe should not leave together at the same time. One of us should leave earlier or take a different way or something to make sure we get there by 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Because it really is, people are driving on that line, and St. Joe is a city on that line. And so people are going, it's going to be gridlock getting up to St. Joe.
So which is not a city that handles traffic all that often.
Well, they don't. When do you ever? When is St. Joe the center of the universe?
Not
ever?
Even during training camp.
Nothing against St. Joe, but we love you. We're coming up there. Anybody taking the day off work? 22980. And are you? Would you consider pulling your kids out of school? Because I'm surprised that any school would close for this. Because I would think it's a great opportunity to leave kids in school for the day, but do an entire day of special events surrounded by the eclipse. Because if your kid's school is canceled, are you spending the day with your kid watching the eclipse? I don't think so. I doubt it. A couple hours, probably.
I mean, this is literally a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a big deal.
Until we start living to 115 years of age, this is literally a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Will the Royals win the World Series again? Potentially. Took 30 years. Will the Chiefs get back to a Super Bowl? In theory, maybe. But this is a 99-year phenomenon we haven't seen, you know, since 1918.
Yeah.
Take your kids out of school. Take your kids out of school. Call in sick that day and join the party in St. Joe. When can you say that?
So what are you doing? 22980. Somebody said, if you were a school, would you want to be responsible if a kid looked up at it without sunglasses? Yeah, you're not supposed to look at it with the naked eye. On the other hand, then you could control and make sure the kids have the sunglasses and are wearing them. We're getting a lot of texts from people that are taking the day off. That'll be interesting to see what businesses close that day. Okay, we're getting more. Here we go. I can't even keep up with the number of people that say they're taking the day off.
Yeah.
We took vacation days and we'll keep the kid out of school. We're going to St. Joe. Somebody said, we are traveling to the line where the sky is clear and taking the week off.
Oh, that's kind
the
of
the week
neat.
Off.
The week. Now, that's a family vacation.
Yeah.
Right there.
And, Jamie, you mentioned sunglasses. Almost any store you go to right now, they're selling them for either $1.99 or $2.99.
Oh, for the eclipse glasses?
They're all at the register whenever you're checking out.
Oh, that's cool.
Somebody else said, I own my own construction business, and the entire crew is taking the day off, and we are going to the Katy Trail to camp out.
Oh, cool.
That's kind of cool.
Nice.
By the way, we're getting people texting us from St. Joe.
Yeah.
Saying people are messaging them asking to camp in their backyard.
I believe it.
Because there are not hotels. I mean, there aren't enough hotels in St. Joe
you
for the number of people.
Airbnb your backyard.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely do that. Put up tents in your back. Put up a tent city in your yard.
Yeah. Charge people $20 a day at a tent or $50 a day.
Make some money off of this. This is your golden opportunity. Because you could, in theory, do it both nights. You could do it the night before.
Yeah,
for sure the night before.
Yeah,
and some people won't
want
to drive home that day.
Because we just put up the story from 538.com, and it's a pretty cool little graphic they have of where in America, how far you would have to drive to be able to be in the line of this eclipse that has not happened coast to coast since 1918.
Somebody said back in January, this woman and her husband scheduled the day off.
Smart
They've
move.
Been planning on it since then. Is anybody around here taking the day off?
I'm going to bet Dana is, but it's not eclipse related. I don't know. Probably just assume she
well,
is.
Well, because the afternoon show, I mean, she could go watch it. She could walk outside and watch it here at 1 o'clock.
Can't quite see it from here. I mean, you'll be able to see it,
yeah.
But I don't think it'll be anywhere near as intense as up there.
St. Joe is where you want to be.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The closer you get to St. Joe, the better off you are.
576-7798. Text in 22980. Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Are you taking the kids out of school? Are your kids already out of school? St. Joe's schools have got to be canceled. St. Joe's schools have to have the day
That's
off.
A good question. Anybody know if St. Joe's schools are canceled that day?
Text in 22980.
Yeah, you would think if anybody's going to cancel school, it's because St. Joe is going to be a big center of activity that day. Kids are not going to pay attention.
More of your calls coming up next. 98.1 KMBZ. 98.1 KMBZ. Midday with Jamie and Wickett. Update on the health care vote going on. Nevada Senator Dean Heller has switched his vote to yes. He was a no beforehand, Jamie, as we're getting ready to know some results pretty soon about the GOP Senate health care discussion vote. One more person switching from no to a yes, and that was, again, Nevada Senator Dean Heller.
Yeah, so this is underway right now. Senator Chuck Schumer, the Democratic Minority Leader, is speaking now. We do expect Senator John McCain to speak after the vote. I think a lot of us are curious just to see how he's doing,
mm-hmm.
you know, just to see how he looks, you know, and totally out of concern after the brain cancer diagnosis. But yeah, we'll bring you any updates on that today. And hopefully tomorrow we will then be able to process everything that happened today and explain it to you if you don't get it.
I mean, it took us a while to figure out exactly what we were setting up for today.
It really did. Yeah. It took some effort, yes.
Right now that we're talking about August 21st, and that is going to be Solar Eclipse Day. First time since 1918 we'd have a coast-to-coast solar eclipse. So from Seattle to, let me get the map out
right
here.
It's sort of like Portland, Oregon to Atlanta.
All
right.
Draw
a line between those two cities. And kind of a thin line, like let's say a 60-mile line in between those two cities. The closer you get to that 60-mile line, so think Kansas City to St. Joe. Really, St. Joe is in the center of that. The closer you get to that line, the better of a view you are going to have. So they say this path of totality is what they call it, a 60-mile-wide ribbon of territory where the moon will be completely over the sun in a total solar eclipse. It's the reason we're going to be doing our show that day from St. Joe, because it happens right in the middle of the show. In fact, the best view should be 12:30 to 1 o'clock-ish.
Okay.
That day.
All right.
So there are several school districts in St. Louis that are canceling school that day. And yeah, several of you were pointing out kind of the same thing with the Royals Parade. Teachers may be calling off sick that day. They may not have enough teachers. If you think that's going to happen, then just cancel school. It's easier than trying to find all those subs. And a lot of you, and we'd love to hear more from you, 22980 or 576-7798. Anybody not going to work that day? Anybody taking off work? Because a lot of you have plans. I like the idea of going to Katy Trail, like get out of the city, get away from city lights and stuff and just the noise pollution, whatever, and the air pollution, and get out where it's clear.
It should be fun. I mean, I've never seen one of these things before, especially nothing of this on this grand scale. 576-7798. What are you doing for it? And should schools be canceling? Are you taking your kids out of school? Even if they're, I mean, I know some people are texting in that some schools aren't in by August 21st, but let us know. 576-7798. Mark in Leavenworth, you're on 98.1 KMBZ. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon. How you guys doing?
Great.
First thing I just want to say, I don't think the city lights are going to affect the daytime showing of the eclipse.
That is correct. That is correct.
But a lot of people are telling us, I didn't make that up, a lot of people are telling us they want to get away from the city and go to where it's clear.
Okay, well, anyways, what I called you about is a little plug for a local company, Moon Marbles, over there in Bonner Springs. A great place to visit and need in itself, but also they're selling the light or the shades for $1.50 over there.
Mark, did you honestly call Hang on Hold just to pimp a place that is selling the glasses?
Well, you know, my wife and I went over there just this last weekend to pick up the sunglasses.
I gotcha.
And it is a neat place. It's like going back in time to your childhood.
Well, I love going back in time, man. We appreciate it. And thank you for the phone call. We definitely do. There are a lot of places that are selling them, including that joint out in Bonner Springs.
There are many. And I've heard that we may have them as well that
really?
Day.
Really?
Here's another text. My wife and I are taking the day off and pulling our daughter out of school.
How about this one? They need to stop canceling school for this crap. It makes parents scramble to find care, or they will have to take the day off and possibly lose money.
Yeah, you're right. And it would be a great educational opportunity for the school. They could just spend the entire day, you know, do a special science day, you know, and start it in the morning. Because kids aren't really going to be paying attention that day anyway. There's going to be too much activity. But that's okay. Start them off in the morning and bring in speakers and then do a, you know, take everybody out on the lawn and do lunch outside. It'd be a really fun day for kids.
If schools canceled classes for the Royals Parade, you should definitely cancel them to see if you can get out and see the solar eclipse.
You think this is worth it more than the Royals Parade?
Yes, I do.
Why? Because some people are going to argue with you about
that. I know that. The Royals have won two World Series in 32 years. A coast-to-coast solar eclipse hasn't happened since 1918.
Okay, that's valid.
There's my justification.
It's passion for the cause, however. Mm-hmm. I think the Royals parade was more.
There'll be more people at the Royals parade than there will be in St. Well, let me take that back.
They are expecting hundreds of thousands of people up that direction.
What'd the Royals parade have? 800,000?
It depends on who you ask. That was one figure, and then I heard like 300,000, so... There were great debates about the audience for that
event. We're going to need to get the pictures and start counting person by person to see who was there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to John in Topeka up. Hey, John, you're on 98.1 KMBZ.
Hey, good afternoon.
Yo.
I tried to get my granddaughter out of school, and I called the Topeka schools, and they haven't made a decision on whether or not they're doing anything or not. And the fact is that we're so close to the path of totality. Anybody that's not in it, it's kind of like them climbing Mount Everest, stopping 100 feet from the top, and then going back down.
Yeah, you're right.
And the thing about it is there's another there's a website called heavensabove.com, and they have everything that you want to know about the eclipse. I mean, they've got everything you want to know. And you can locate yourself in Kansas City or Lawrence, like I have myself located in Topeka, and it'll tell you everything about the eclipse, the stars in the sky. And it's going to be, if there's no clouds, it's going to be beautiful because it'll be like 9:30 at night, and you'll be able to see the constellations, the Big Dipper. You'll see Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter. It'll come out for 2.5 minutes.
That's awesome, man. And are you going to St. Joe, or are you going to chill out in Topeka?
Well, I am going to go to St. Joe if the weather permits. If not, then I'm driving 10 hours west or 10 hours east to get out from underneath the clouds just in case it's cloudy. But I'm planning on coming to St. Joe.
Yeah, all right. Hey, John, we'll see you there, man. We'll be there. Just look for us.
Yes, please. And I've heard they're going to let us. So, again, we're going to be at 54th Street Grill and Bar. Bar and Grill. Can't remember which way it goes.
It's just Grill.
Is it
today?
Just Grill?
Just Grill.
And they're going to let us out. We're going to, because we're taking the trip up there, we're going to bring all the fancy equipment with us so that we can be outside. So that we'll broadcast from inside. But when it really hits the bright part of the day, then we can go outside and hang out outside.
Oh, look at us.
So
we fancy.
We're kind of cool around here.
We're fancy.
We do stuff right. We've only known for a year, however long that this was coming. We've had plenty of time to plan for this. So
thanks for the phone call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Susan in Overland Park. You're on 98.1 KMBZ.
Hi, how are you all?
Hey, not bad. Susan, what's up?
Well, my brother, I live in Kansas City, but my brother and his wife have a dental practice in St. Joe, and they have a 16-year-old son, and I asked my brother a couple of weeks ago, if they were going to watch the solar, and he said no. He said most of the doctors, the dentists, they've closed their offices for today, and their son is actually going to be out of school. Their school has closed for the day, too. And he's a freshman at a public school there in St. Joe. And I said, well, why? And he said, because of all the traffic and the congestion. And if you're familiar with St. Joe, there's the Belt and the Frederick, which is right in the middle. And the traffic is going to be horrendous.
Oh, yeah. We should leave now, I think, to get there.
I think you should because I grew up in Northwest Missouri, and I spent a lot of time in St. Joe. There's no way I want to be there. I can tell you that. So I'm going to be listening to you all on the radio that day and hearing about where I could tell you where some good places are to eat.
Great.
But my brother told me, nope, I'm going to be having my solar glasses on, sitting on my front porch with a beer and watching it.
Good for you. Nice.
But not me. I'm going to be working that day in Overland Park. But I did want to tell you, you're familiar with Prairie Fire Museum.
Oh, yeah.
I had a gentleman call me that does some astrology consulting for them, and they are taking all of their employees and their patrons from Prairie Fire Museum in Overland Park to Rosecrans Airfield to watch the solar eclipse. They've rented, I think he said, I don't know, maybe 25 acres or something, but they're taking buses of people up there.
Wow, that sounds pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Hey, Susan, appreciate it. We have to get to the news, but it does sound like there's going to be far too many cars and far too many people for not enough space.
And not to ask the dumb question, but once you get to St. Joe, where are you all going to watch it? Where are you parking your cars after you get there? Because I'm thrilled that we're going. We're going to have a blast. Everybody come see us. But it does make you want to point out, you don't need to be in St. Joe. You just need to be somewhere on this line. Look at the line.
Somebody said they're going to Hiawatha.
Yeah, or just drive just outside of the city. You know what I mean? Just pick somewhere along this line. Like, I get it. It's more fun to be in a city and it's more fun to do it together, which is exactly why we're going. But where's everyone just looking for the first parking spot once you get there?
Well, if I remember correctly, the Royals paraded cars littered along the side of I-35 like it was episode of The Walking Dead.
But this was the only place to see that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, downtown, this is a little different, Union Station. You
know? So
576-7798. We'll get 98.1 KMBZ Midday with Jamie and Wicket. It is 1:34. We are talking about the eclipse coming up on August the 21st and whether or not you're taking the day off. What are your plans? And how crazy is St. Joe, which has, 75,000 people in it?
Sure.
How crazy is St. Joe going to be with hundreds of thousands of people coming to party there for the most part?
Let me just tell you what we're getting on the text line a little bit. It has you and I during the break. We're going to be doing the show from 54th Street Grill in St. Joe on August 21st because the solar eclipse happens basically between 11 and 2, but really between that 12:30 to 1:15 time, which is great. It's during the show. If you don't want to go to St. Joe, by the way, Google the map. It's all over the place. I've got it out of 538.com. Draw a line basically from just south of Portland to the Atlanta area. And then do it 60 miles wide and connect those two cities. St. Joe is right in the bullseye. But you just need to be somewhere along that line. Now, we would love for you to come. It'll be a party in St. Joe. I mean, that's why people are going, because it'll be a lot of fun. We're emailing going, we need to make sure we can park.
Literally typing the email as we speak.
Keep
right
going.
Now.
That's important because somebody just texted and said parking will be an issue. Somebody has heard that a major home improvement store is renting parking spots for $20 a spot.
Oh man!
Because everybody's driving in, and you're going to have to drive from somewhere. This is the ultimate in special event parking. You know?
Yeah, it really is.
So we had the story out of St. Louis. Again, we're talking about August 21st. Casey, most schools will be in by then. I mean, a lot of schools are in by August 21st.
It's true.
St. Louis has some schools that are canceling. I'm guessing in part because so many teachers are going to be calling off or taking time off to see it, that they're not going to have enough subs to go around. So it's easier just to cancel school.
576-7798. Let's go to Chris and KC on 98.1 KMBZ. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Chris, we can barely hear you, bro. That's much better.
All right. What's going to be the plan when it is cloudy and rainy out?
Why do you have to be a wet blanket,
Debbie
Chris?
Downer.
Man. Come on. I mean, Chris, we should just bring you on and be like, man, why are you going to be like that?
Well, we still, you know, people will still have the day off, so that's a good thing. But, I mean, really, going this much in advance, not knowing the weather, paying who knows how much for a B&B, like you guys have talked about, you know, and then wake up that morning.
For a lot of people, Chris, it's worth the gamble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the weather could be fine, too. The weather could be great.
Very true, very true. I'm going to stick to my garage and my cooler.
You do it.
You got it, Chris. Stick to the garage and cooler. I go hang out at his garage and cooler. There we go.
Somebody just texted in. I'm a police officer in the KC metro area. They have canceled all of our days off for August 21st.
Nobody can take the day off. They're going to need police out
for traffic control.
Oh, man.
The interstate.
Man, 20. Was that 29 to get? That's going to be a bear to get up there.
And it'll be fun. 35
is going to be a zoo.
It'll be fun. And so will all the back roads, by the way, because everybody's going to think they have the secret little way up there that nobody knows.
I love that.
Everybody knows your secret little back path.
I love that. Oh, I know the back way to get there. Saves you all of 6 minutes.
You don't think I'll be doing that morning for us, just in case, to make sure one of us gets there by 10 o'clock?
I'll take 35.
I'll go some other way.
And you take some back-ass words way.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it'll be a party. But yeah, everybody is telling us, we're getting more and more people saying that they're going to charge for parking spots. And your tent in the backyard idea is pretty smart.
Airbnb those tent, like draw it off with chalk or put up like police tape or rope. $20 a spot. Those of you with big yards in St. Joe, you can make a couple of $100 that day.
Because really, yeah, I was even thinking you could put up the tents and put air mattresses out for people. Really, all you need to do is section off your yard.
Yeah.
And give people a plot of land in your backyard on which to pitch a tent and a parking spot.
Give them an 8x8 parking spot or 8x8 a plot of land.
It really is the parking spot, though.
Yeah.
You
That's
know,
very true.
Yeah, if you live in St. Joe, Airbnb your house. It should be like surge pricing for Uber. You know, do it 17 times the normal rate and you'll get it.
Because
nobody's going to want to deal with traffic that morning.
I don't want to deal with it, but we kind of have to.
But we're late to the party.
Very excited about it. Let's go to George in Atchison. George, you're on 98.1 KMBZ. Hi, George.
Hello.
You're on the air, bud. What's up?
People are forgetting about Atchison. We're right in the middle of the shadow as it's passing over. Atchison, Kansas?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, and we're right in the middle of the shadow as it passes over. I've been watching that thing for a couple of months now, off and on, and I keep looking, and we're still there.
You're right there in the path of totality.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, right.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Well, so you're not going to be going anywhere. Just step outside.
Yep, yep. And I got a front porch that faces south, and I should be able to see. I may have to go somewhere else due to the fact that I have a 40-foot tree in the front yard.
You can just move right. Just move right a little bit. Hey, George, thanks for the phone call, man. Because, yeah, it's not just St. Joe. But St. Joe's the epicenter and the big city.
It's there aren't a lot of cities on this path.
Yeah.
Because it runs through Nebraska and it runs through the middle of nowhere, Missouri. So Columbia might be close to it. Some people are talking about going to Katy Trail State Park, and that's where they're going to watch it from, which is really smart. But if you want to be in a city and you want to be around a bunch of other people, St. Joe is one. It's the closest to us for sure.
St. Joe's the party.
Yeah.
If you were
absolutely
looking for that, St. Joe's the party. All right, let's get Michael and KC up on 98.1 KMBZ.
How's it going? I'm trying to figure out, why do you got to go to St. Joe? Can't you just stay here and look in the sky and see what you're looking for?
The view's going to be better in St. Joe.
The view's going to be, the perfect view is going to be along this path of totality, which runs through St. Joe. It does not run through Olathe or even downtown Kansas City. Yeah, it's that, like, if you're going to go, the further north you can get towards St. Joe, the better the view they say it's going to be.
Or 60 miles on the other side of it.
Yeah.
Just a solar eclipse?
Yep,
yes.
the first solar eclipse, but it's the first one to be seen across the country since 1918.
Yes.
So they have happened, yes, but not like this. They have not happened.
People are telling us, so somebody said the Farmer's Almanac says it's supposed to be clear. All right, well, let's just cross our fingers.
Well, as long as the Farmer's Almanac is picking August 21st to be clear, I'll go with that.
Somebody said, I have a friend coming all the way from Florida to visit me to see this eclipse.
From Florida?
From Florida to see it. Yeah, it'd be easier for them to go to Atlanta. Like,
I was like, wait a minute.
But okay, like, that's fine.
Yeah, you get to kill two birds with one stone, right? You know, you get to at least, you know, there you go.
Yeah, and businesses in St. Joe are going to be booming.
Booming.
And somebody said it's going to be one big drunk fest.
It probably will be.
Which it will be.
Which is why I'm excited for it.
I can tell.
We'll have an update for you. Got a no vote from a senator on the Republican side.
Oh, that's not a big surprise.
We'll tell you who it is coming up next. Midday with Jamie and Wickett. We'll give you an update. Also an update on Senator Jerry Moran and his vote. We have that on the motion to proceed on the health care bill next on 98.1 KMBZ. 98.1 KMBZ, Midday with Jamie and Wickett. Update on the healthcare bill vote. I've watched the healthcare vote before on CNN where they have on C-SPAN where they have the scoreboard at the bottom.
Yeah.
And I'm doing that right now on the computer. I'm watching C-SPAN's feed of it. They can't lose anymore because two GOP senators have gone and voted no. No surprise who they are. It's Susan Collins out of Maine and Lisa Murkowski out of Alaska. The last two to vote are going to be, I believe, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, who was a no before, I believe, and the last man to vote in dramatic fashion, who will get a standing ovation when he votes
yes,
will be John McCain, and they will just cheer the bejesus out of him, because if they lose one more, if anybody else in these remaining votes goes no, then it'll be a lost cause for the GOP.
Senator McCain is supposed to speak after this vote. Coming back to Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins for a second, these two stick together quite a bit. Lisa Murkowski out of Alaska and Susan Collins out of Maine. We knew Susan Collins was going to vote no. We knew that Senator Murkowski was a possibility. And we had half a dozen other senators on the list as maybes. But those two, I don't get it because this is... you're at that point, you're just doing it for the attention, because this is just the vote to open debate.
Right.
So as a Republican, you don't even want to open debate on something that you no doubt ran on. I mean, no doubt most Republicans in this country ran on the idea of replacing the Affordable Care Act.
Yes.
Of fixing the system. And I assume these two also, or it'll be a big issue in their reelection campaign if they have a desire to run for reelection. This is an easy one. You know, the other ones are more difficult. The other votes are going to be harder. This is an easy one. You vote to open up debate. So, fine. You've got your names on CNN. They'll be replaced by John McCain in a second.
There was a report out there that Ron Johnson, the senator out of Wisconsin, was livid about this process, basically accusing Mitch McConnell of promising opposite things, different camps. He's a bit of a wild card. But, yeah, I agree with you. If you're a Republican and you've been running on or hearing or promoting repeal and replace for 7 years, mm-hmm. how can you vote no on this when the opportunity is here again to have the conversation? If this doesn't happen and they can't get this last-ditch effort to even open up the conversation, you can say goodbye to the majority a year from now.
Yeah.
Right?
So don't you ask also then, if this wasn't a sure thing, why did Senator McConnell have the vote now? Because it doesn't need to happen now. It needs to happen before next November, when potentially you have more Democrats voted in, and it's not a sure thing as it is now, although it appears to not be a sure thing now. But you've got a better chance of getting it done before next November. But it doesn't have to be right now. A win's Mm-mm. a win. It doesn't have to be now. It's not a bigger win because you got it done soon. It needs to be done right. So
yeah, probably.
You know, it needs to be the right legislation. And that is better, even if that takes a little longer, than continuing to have these no votes. At some point, the court of public opinion is a problem.
And right now it's 48-2 in favor of. And if mm-hmm. they lose any more, it's over. What are we waiting on? Like, doesn't Ron Johnson know? Doesn't he know? Like, nobody's standing up speaking and then nobody's quiet. Like, shouldn't Ron Johnson know?
I don't know how this works. I don't know if they have to be called to vote.
There's a roll call.
Okay, so I don't know. Maybe mm-hmm. maybe they just haven't hit that point yet.
And by the way, Senator Jerry Moran has voted yes. He is one of the 48 votes to at least have the discussion. Remember, he voted no on the first bill a week ago and said he would vote yes on a repeal without replacement. So we're all sitting around waiting on this. It's 48-2. Any more no's kills this whatsoever. And no Democrats have voted, but none of them are going to vote yes anyway.
Somebody just texted, how about they're voting their conscience? You're right.
You could be. You could be right.
Very admirable. You're right. But you don't even want to open debate on it. This is just to get the conversation going. I don't think this is them voting their conscience. I think this is them getting the publicity and then being, because they're, is it possible you have Republicans that want to just leave the Affordable Care Act the way it is? Is it possible these two Republicans just want to leave it alone?
I don't believe so.
A lot of Democrats don't want to leave it alone.
I think a lot of people want to fix the Affordable Care Act and make it more affordable.
Correct.
This would just scrap it, and depending on who you listen to, would cause millions and millions of people to lose their health care.
But you don't even get to start working on fixing it if you don't first. This is just a procedural vote.
This is
so frustrating. This is a formality, which is fine. Great. So we need McCain to vote so that we can listen to him speak and then they don't get their attention anymore.
It's either this. Or if Ron Johnson goes the other way. So, you never know. I mean,
I don't know anything about him.
He is mostly party.
Okay.
But I did read that he was upset with the way this all went down. I think he was a no vote before.
Mm-hmm.
I think he wasn't one of the, or was somebody that was on the fence still.
Yeah.
And it didn't really matter once other people did vote. And John McCain, he ran as a maverick. He reaches across the aisle. He's not just straight party. Some people call him a rhino.
But he ran for reelection on the idea that he was going to fix affordable health care. Most Republicans did. This is the first step toward that.
Yeah.
While we're waiting for this, by the way, we'll let you know how this vote turns out. I just wanted to update you real fast on, you already know that you haven't had power for 3 days, but just to update on how KCP&L is doing and their latest outage map after storms that came through on Saturday afternoon, or Saturday night, I guess. Some of you have not had power since then, and man, do we feel for you. I'm going to go home today and empty out my fridge and my freezer because I was gone for a lot of the weekend, so I don't know when my power went out. I know that I got home at 7 o'clock last night, having been gone all day, and it was on. Like, you have that moment when you first, and this has happened to me a lot, where we'll have storms and I'll lose power in the morning and I've got a long day. I'll get home 15 hours later, and you have that moment of, okay, do I feel the air conditioning coming through my door? And you're walking up to your door and you go, do other people have their porch lights on? And you're waiting for those signs, and everything was fine when I got in last night. But KCPNL still reports 3,213 customers still out of power. And I'm clicking on some of these little ones to see who's been out the longest. Some people didn't lose their power till like Sunday or Monday, you know, because sometimes as they are fixing them, they have to take some people offline. Mm-hmm. So that's what some of this is. There are genuinely people, like Travis got his back last night, but who had been out since Saturday and were out. This morning, we had people telling us they've been out 50 hours.
Yeah, I don't know what you do with all that time.
Hopefully you're going to work.
I mean, I can't imagine what you do when you don't have electricity for that long. I mean, you're going to a hotel or staying with friends, obviously.
Yeah.
For sure.
And today is hotter than it was yesterday. And
tomorrow will be hotter than today.
Right. And so then it takes longer for your place to cool off when you finally do get the power back on. But yeah, I don't remember having a storm like this. I mean, it was a bad storm. Make no mistake. But not, I don't remember the last time we had one where we had people out of power for two and a half days.
It's a long time.
So
it's a ridiculously long time to be without power.
How long would it take for you to end up in a hotel? How many hours would your power be out before you guys said, uh-uh?
25 hotel. Minutes.
Yeah. Like, how big of a sissy are you? How long would you last?
Honestly, not.
Or my house. I mean, not hotel. Hotel in Monticelli. Come on over. We'll
not long.
We'll crack open the bar.
It's not so much me. Like, it's, if it was us, we'd be like, oh, we're out of power.
Rough it.
We're going to go to the pool.
Yeah.
We're going to go sit by the pool.
Until 7 o'clock, just all night, we're going to go sit out
right.
there.
We'll grab blankets and we'll sleep out in the pool. If it gets too cold, you can wrap it up and sleep on one of the chairs. But I don't know how long Lee could handle it.
Oh, I thought you were going to blame the dog.
No.
I thought you were going to say, I don't know how long the dog would handle it.
No, the dog would be fine. We just make sure we have hoses and we keep him cool. We have water and we have food. But Lee would be the one I would be worried about.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no reason to suffer if you have friends that will. Like, I have backup plans ready to go. If I didn't have power back yesterday afternoon, I had a couple plans ready to roll just in case. Although it's inconvenient to stay with somebody else during the week too, when you got to get ready for work and you just have your routines and stuff like that. Sometimes the hotel is easier, but yeah, I wouldn't tough it out for too long, especially not in this heat.
No, couldn't you do know? It. No. I mean, the windows would have to be, you know, completely shut and taped.
Yeah. It'd have to be cool enough outside that I could just open the place up. Mm-hmm. Somebody just texted in. Oh, and this is not that far from me. And so this is where I feel lucky. We have been out since Saturday at 10 p.m. Like 75th Old Overland Park, downtown Overland Park.
Man, that's rough. I don't know how you do it. I give people props for pulling that stuff off.
Yeah, I think you were happy to go back to work on Monday.
Most likely. You like know, I'm going to go in early.
At least you, I don't know what you did with your kids. I hope your daycare or whoever had power, but at least work got you away from it.
Yeah.
somebody just said we've been in the hotel the last two nights.
Oh, man, and that's probably a couple hundred bucks on you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I thought about that. I thought that's money out of the pocket. No, bummer. Anyway, bummer. Yeah, they've still got 3,200 out all
32?
Over the place. It's not a big concentration. It's scattered all over the place.
Gotcha.
So,
well, good luck to everybody. Hopefully, yes. And P&L, look, there's a P&L truck driving right by the radio window here.
Go to downtown Overland Park.
O-O-P,
people keep texting
bro.
Us saying that.
Hold on.
Travis, can we get her mic on, please? What's up, Dana?
I passed eight of them at 75th and Metcalf on my way in.
Yeah,
eight
that's
trucks.
That's where people keep texting us that they've been out of power since Saturday night.
Oh, God bless those people. It's hotel time. I'm sorry.
I said, Dana, how long would it take you? How long is your power out before you go to a hotel?
5 hours.
That's 5 hours?
Yeah, because that's when if you keep all the windows and doors shut, I think I could last with the actual cool air that's already in the house or in the basement where it's always 10 degrees cooler. Then I'm
but then it becomes bathing suit time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just make it a date night. It'll
yeah, exactly.
You and the seven kids. Just take them all with you.
Oh,
you know?
No, I'm keeping the kids at home. I can tough it out.
Well, yeah, you need a lot of hotel rooms then. That starts to become real money.
Dana, right here, I need seven hotel rooms, please.
That's why we never fly them anywhere.
Right.
Yeah, that's not happening.
What are you guys doing today?
Oh, my gosh. I have a cool little thing I want to share with everybody that I did 17 years ago. And have not picked up since. Today's the first day I've revisited it after the death of my grandfather 17 years ago. I had him record some oral history about his life.
What a great idea.
Remember when we were in college, they gave you the little cassette recorder with the little plastic microphone?
Okay.
And after his death, I was too, quite frankly, chicken to listen to. I just didn't want to, I couldn't listen to it. And then 1 year turned into 2 years, turned into 5 years. And I saw the cassette the other day and I thought, you know what, it's time. And
very
so it's
cool.
Here, it's in the building. And they are putting it on a CD for me.
I was going to say, do we have the ability to play that somewhere in this building?
Do we have CD players? I asked the engineers and they said, oh my gosh, bring it down. That's a great idea. So I'm going to urge all of you in a delicate way. I mean, don't go up to your great aunt and say, hey, we feel like you're not long for this world. Jot me down some thoughts. But I am so glad I had him do that. He's talking about a one-room schoolhouse and...
Aww.
You know, you can hear his oxygen tank going in the background. But, you know, when I was in college, I was like, yeah, someday maybe I didn't care about it then. Yeah. So I'm telling you, go shove a microphone in your grandpa's face right now or your father or your mother.
And the oral history is real important. I gave my both my living grandmothers. There are a lot of books that you can buy, like journals that you can have them fill in. But having the voice would be really cool.
It's
and having
really
the stories
neat.
In their own words would be really neat.
Yeah. So I'm urging everyone today to go do that. You will be so glad that you did. 10, 20, or 17 years from now.
17 years later.
Took me a while to get around to it.
Couple of kids later, like six of them later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.